Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us. Some real fireworks today among Republicans. We haven't heard much from him since 2012, but former GOP candidate Mitt Romney turned bulldog today. He went after Donald Trump big time.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Romney called Trump a disaster for America's image abroad, dangerous when it comes to national security, and that he's fueling America's enemies. Trump wasted no time responding. He labeled Romney irrelevant.
Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly.
I spoke with Politico's national editor, Kristen Roberts, just after Romney's speech. She made it clear Romney was not speaking just for himself.
There's no difference between the GOP leadership and Mitt Romney. They both represent the elite of the party, and it's an elite that has been at its absolute wit's end over Donald Trump. They do not know what to do. They do not know how they got to this place. But I'll tell you this, the things that he said and the presentation he made speak to exactly why the GOP cannot defeat Donald Trump. Mitt Romney went out there and said these incredible words, historic, really, for the past nominee to come out against the same party's front runner. But he refused to pick a side. He refused to pick between Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or even John Kasich. So, you know, what we're seeing here is, yes, a party elite fretting. The bigger question is, does it matter?
Well, let's listen to a bit more of what Mitt Romney said, because he placed Donald Trump not just in the context of the 2016 presidential race, but in the context of the world. Here.
The president of the United States has long been the leader of the free world, the president and, yes, even the nominees of the country's great parties helped define America to billions of people around the world.
And then Governor Romney went on.
Mr. Trump's bombast is already alarming our allies and fueling the enmity of our enemies.
So, Kristen, is that too strong, alarming our allies?
I don't think it's too strong at all. One of the very interesting things we're seeing here in Washington is coming out of the embassies. Now, diplomats won't talk to you on the record, but I will tell you the staff for almost every one of the U.S. allies who have embassies in Washington are wringing their hands. They don't know what to make of this. And that's not only because they put themselves out there a year ago and told their home countries, don't worry about Donald Trump. It's Jeb Bush's game. It's because they're actually worried about the impact of some of these incredible statements Trump has made. Everything from rapists coming into Mexico to things about ISIS or Al-Qaeda or the fight against Muslim extremism. The man is saying things that are just not typically said by people who want to occupy the Oval Office.
Now, Romney didn't just bash Trump. He was also pretty clear that he thinks the real enemy is Hillary Clinton and that this, quote, untrustworthy and dishonest person doesn't deserve to be handed the White House by Donald Trump. So is Romney's concern really Donald Trump and the U.S. status within the world, or is it just preventing a Democrat from being in the White House?
To be fair, I think it's both. And I think that those are equally relevant for the party and the party elites overall. I mean, certainly they do not want the Democrats to have the White House. And that's particularly important in this presidential cycle because there will be a Supreme Court replacement. They also really don't want Donald Trump to be the nominee. And I think the belief right now, based not just on external polling and internal polling, but just a gut feeling, is that Donald Trump would lose to Hillary Clinton. Now, I will tell you that some of the polls say that, some don't. But if what we're seeing in the primary calendar and with the amount of people coming to the polls state after state after state for Donald Trump, I think the fight between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton would not be such a success for Hillary Clinton as many of the Republicans now fear.
Politico's Kristen Roberts there.